With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Francis Bull. It's actually just me at the moment because Jamie has had to run off and do another bit of dancing. Apparently, he hadn't refined his moves sufficiently for the evening, so he's going to be dancing into the night. But we have a fantastic episode for you today. We have friend of the podcast and world-class comedian Tom Lucy, who's back with us with myself and Jamie in the first half of the episode, and then obviously Jamie runs off in the second episode, so obviously a bit of a different vibe for the second half, but we talk a lot about jiu-jitsu and self-help and all sorts of things. So enjoy the episode, sit back, keep your eyes on the road if you're driving, but enjoy the episode.
Oh, he's back. The big boy. The big boy.
The bitch is back.
The big boy.
The bitch. How many times have I been on this podcast?
So many times.
Honestly, I feel like I work on this show.
What was too funny is that we obviously, our guest, who was meant to be tonight, dropped out.
What do you mean, what do you mean obviously?
Not obviously. We've had two guests recently drop out.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wim Hof.
Yeah, we had the Wim Hof coming on, Tom.
He's called Wim Hof, not the Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
You know who Wim Hof is?
I've got to be honest, I don't know.
He's that crazy like Icelandic Finnish guy or Dutch guy who goes in cold water and like swims in cold water.
Oh yeah, I do know that guy. He was supposed to come on tonight.
Not tonight. He wasn't not tonight. He was the other day.
The other day.
Did he cancel as well?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's not going so well, is it?
Yeah, but guess who didn't cancel?
Me. I tell you what, when people cancel during a national lockdown, they must really not want to come on. Because there's no excuse, is there?
I messaged Tom on WhatsApp. I went, and I went, hi, he went, I'll do it.
I've got one of those automatic replies on to any work offers. Yes.
not anything else, just yes, straight away.
I tell you what happened the other day. I did some sort of event for someone online, and I didn't even ask if there was like any money involved. I just said yes, and then like 2 months later, they were like, "Oh, you haven't invoiced for this thing." I was like, "I didn't even know I was being paid." So that's a little insight into how I run my business.
How you do your accounts.
Yeah.
Give a shit. You want to pay me?
Oh, am I being paid? Oh, great. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so Tom and I, we went before all of this lockdown business. We went to went. For
you were one of the last people I saw before the lockdown.
Yeah, I feel like you were one of the last people I saw as well. We went for a couple of margaritas, didn't we? In Soho together.
Yeah, we did.
When was this?
It was the other day.
In the summer.
Yeah.
And I think I was busy.
Yeah, I actually asked you to come join us, and you said
you were away.
Where was I?
You were in a different country. I don't know where you were, but we did ask you.
Israel?
Maybe.
Were you in Israel?
You can't even remember where you are. I love it. Israel? Dubai?
Well, actually, I was in
Bahamas.
Dubai as well.
What date was it? Was it Bahamas or Israel? That's a sign that things are going really well for you, Francis.
Well, they were until...
It could have been one of about seven holiday destinations, depending on the date.
Yeah.
Tom and I went and had a couple of margaritas, and we got a little bit drunk. And Tom actually had an audition the next day. Did you get it?
No. Although I don't think it was.
What was it for?
It wasn't to do with the margaritas. It was for it was an audition to present a sort of daytime talk show. You know, like This Morning or Loose Women. It was a job like that. I won't say what the show is, but it's on TV now and it's doing very badly. So I'm quite happy.
Oh, really? It's not the... Which one is it?
I'm not going to say, because I'll get in trouble.
It was Coach Trip Rebooted. That's what Tom was doing.
Yeah, I had an audition for Coach Trip.
Was it?
Oh. No, it wasn't. It was
It was Keenan and Kel and Tom.
I tell you what, I genuinely think that hosting a morning... sort of talk show is like the dream gig.
Yeah,
you get the rest of the day just to do whatever you want.
You're done at like midday. You get paid loads. You get to meet everyone. I think it's a great job.
So do you want to be the next Piers Morgan?
Maybe not Piers Morgan. Maybe more Susanna Reid. I see myself more as.
Oh yeah.
Than Piers.
Jeremy
Morgan.
Vine.
Jeremy Vine. Yeah, yeah.
I see you as like a Noel Edmonds. Honestly, that's who.
Fuck off.
That's who I see you as.
Do you know, I never knew until you know, like maybe a year ago that Tim Vine was Jeremy Vine's brother.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah, it's really weird.
Who's Tim Vine?
The comedian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Is he a big?
Which one do you think got who the job?
I don't know. But I did hear I heard an amazing story recently. You know how Matt Lucas is now co-hosting Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Noel Fielding had a dream that he was co-hosting Bake Off with Matt Lucas. And then he went into Channel 4 and said, oh, I had a dream last night that Matt Lucas was hosting the show with me. And then they invited him in, auditioned him, and then offered him the job.
No.
Really?
It came from the fact that Noel Fielding had a dream about it.
Noel Fielding's also 50. He's 50 years old.
It's insane, isn't it?
It's insane.
That is old. No, it's not old, but it's but like, you know, he's
pretty old.
Francis is slagging off all comedians.
No, he looks a lot younger. I'm not slagging him off. I'm saying he looks younger than that.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
He looks great.
Yeah, he looks. Yeah. But have you watched the new Bake Off with Matt Lucas?
No.
I haven't actually. Well, maybe I've seen a bit. I've seen bits of it, but I haven't really watched it properly.
It's very funny. I thoroughly enjoy it. If you get a moment, Matt Lucas is very, very, very funny on it. Very funny.
I tell you what I watched last night. I'll give it a little plug. My friend is in a really great show on BBC Two called Industry that just came out a couple of days ago. Have you seen it?
My friend wrote it. Mickey Down.
Oh, great.
Mickey Down wrote it. He wrote that show.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, one of my old schoolmates, one of my best friends is in it. And so I was like, oh, I'll watch it. And then he completely forgot to tell me that about halfway through the episode, there's a scene where he comes out of the bathroom completely naked, full frontal nudity. What? It's quite rare that you see that on TV.
Yes, but it's really
proper
rare.
Like cock out.
Were you like, whoa?
I was like, I mean, to be fair, it's not
it takes a lot of balls.
It's not a bad.
To be fair, we went to school together. That's what you were thinking, wasn't it?
I mean, you've seen it all before.
I've seen it before. Let's be honest, I've seen it. But I was just a bit shocked that it was on just... It's quite rare that you see, you know, a cock on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that program Naked Attraction?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, but
horrible. Yeah. That show is just horrendous. That makes me worry for the future of humanity. Yeah.
I don't mind that show so much. I think it's all right.
You would go on that though, Jamie.
I got offered it.
I've seen you naked, Jamie, loads of times.
I know.
Whenever you have a drink, you take all your clothes off. I don't know why. As soon as you have any drink, you just take all of your clothes off.
What is that? What do you think that is?
It's weird, isn't it? You need to talk to a therapist about that.
It's some pathology, right?
It really is.
Wait, hang on. This new TV show, quickly before we get about a night out, it's Mickey. I want to give Mickey a shout out because it is his new show. And apparently it's pretty good. Is it good?
It's great, yeah. It's really good.
Really?
What is it? Is it like Entourage?
It's kind of like, it's about a load of investment bankers in the city. So it's kind of more like The Wolf of Wall Street or something like that.
Okay.
But it's really great.
But apparently it's very realistic. Like, there's been lots of articles saying how realistic it is and all these different things. So...
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know how realistic it is. I'm not an investment banker, but it seems realistic. I would imagine they walk around the office with their cocks out all the time. So I guess it is pretty realistic.
Was that in the office that he did that?
No, it was in the bathroom. It was in the office.
Also, so unneeded in the bathroom. Like, what?
It's so weird.
Imagine
going into the office bathroom and one of the interns is walking around with his cock out.
Do you remember, prep school
when they used to pull their trousers down,
when people used to put, when they went to the loo in the urinal, yeah, they dropped their trousers all the way to their feet.
Old men do that as well, don't they? They take all the trousers all the way down.
Why? What do you mean old men do that?
I tell you what my dad does. My dad's a real, like, sort of real geezer. And and when we go to sort of motorway services, when we stop, he'll start undoing his trousers as we're walking across the car park to get into the services. So he'll be already taking his belt off as we're in the car park.
I thought you said he was just going to go and buy loads of condoms from the machine.
maybe.
But actually, it's true. Going back to that nudity thing, you don't really see full-blown nudity unless it's...
Well, you do. I mean, it's
more and more.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably this is probably not a good thing, but you see it more with women, I think, than men. It's quite rare to see, like, a full frontal naked man. I think because it's a little bit more sort of
aggressive.
You never see one. You never see
it's
an
more
erect.
Aggressive.
Yeah. You never see an erect.
You never see an erect one. No,
because that is aggressive. Why?
That'll be the next stage.
Why do you never see an erect penis? They're always unerect, aren't they?
Because it's like, it's just shameful.
Yeah.
Why is that shameful, to have an erect penis?
There's nothing more aggressive than an erect penis.
It's a dirty, shameful thing.
Yeah. Do you think it'd have made it worse if in the shot, the scene, it was an erect penis?
Well, I was just thinking, I haven't spoken to my friend about it yet, but I'm dying. I have so many questions about filming that scene because... Can you imagine filming a scene where you know your penis is going to be on BBC Two? I was thinking about how I would do it, and I guess you would have to, like,
What would you do?
Well, I mean, you know, you would have to sort of make...
How would you do it?
Because...
How else can you do it? I mean...
No, okay, but listen.
You would dress it up.
We're three men, okay? I think you would both agree that the male penis can vary in size quite dramatically.
Yeah.
There are some days when you think, oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, look, but we've all been on a film set, right? And they're hot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good climate.
They're hot, I guess.
So what are you saying, Tom? So you're going...
I'm just saying that there are some days when I look at it and think, that's not bad. And there are some days when I look at it and think, that's unacceptable.
So I'm after just... a night at Fabric.
You would exactly. So you would have to just hope you got a day where you were happy with it.
What would you do? Hang like a dumbbell from it?
You'd just sort of smack it around a bit and wake it up.
What? Beat your own penis up? Come on, you fucker.
If you smack it around.
Hey, you're playing with fire there if you've got a scene to film.
I just think it's tough, isn't it?
Or the other way, you think about the other way around. which would be even more awkward, is if you suddenly started to get aroused by accident.
Yeah, but I don't know if that happened, because I've asked that to actors before, and they've all said that the reality of shooting a sex scene is that there's about 30 people watching. So it's really not a sexy environment. It's
but quite that turns some people on.
Maybe.
Why are you asking so many questions about... Why do you always go to the question about sex scenes?
I'm just interested.
I went and watched... what is that Daniel Radcliffe one where he, about the horses?
Oh, Equus.
Equus.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I went and saw him in that, and he got totally naked in it, and everyone sort of shifted.
Well, that
in
was
their
a
seats.
Play as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's full on.
A play is more difficult than a film.
I tell you what, have you ever been to Amsterdam? Have you ever been to the red light district in Amsterdam?
Big time. Yeah, big time. I'm actually banned, I think, from Amsterdam.
Why? What
are you?
No, I'm not. It's fine. Let's not get into that.
Because there's only a few things that it could probably be related to. But wait, I went to Amsterdam and I got taken by someone to one of the sex shows. And that's pretty weird. Those kind
was
of
was it the, one of the ping pong things?
No, that's in Thailand, isn't it? No, this was full blown sex in front of you. People having sex.
Full blown sex.
Full blown sex in front of you, and also watching full blown sex happen in front of you is a really weird situation. Yeah. So that was. You didn't do that in Amsterdam? You never went and saw a little sex show?
I have been to one of those shows, yeah.
Yeah, so why are you questioning it? Do you like
No, I'm just...
You're questioning it as I'm telling you.
I can't talk about it for legal reasons.
Yeah, I'm legally not allowed to talk about that. No, it is weird. It is really weird. I just think I would get stage fright.
What, if you were on stage doing it?
I just don't think I could have sex in front of loads of people.
No. But don't they, like, they like invite someone from the crowd up?
I don't know. It's just nerve-wracking. I get nervous about having sex with one person, let alone with 30 people watching.
Yeah, it's actually true. Turn the lights off. it's so awkward if it's like the lights are like too bright, and you're literally like, why is God. It? I just go and smash the light bulbs.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you a lights off guy?
Yeah, I'm a lights off. Are you a lights off?
Are you embarrassed about your body?
I tell you what, I've got like four spotlights pointed towards the bed, and then I've got a mirrored ceiling, and a couple of sort of basic video cameras set up.
My mum and my sister were telling me that. So we had my mum's dog in the countryside called Truffles on heat. He's not on heat, but they want to breed.
I've met this dog on heat.
He's on heat.
You haven't met. That's the Darcy, the other one.
That's a different dog.
Yeah, so Truffle's a guy. Anyway, my mum's...
He can't be on heat.
He's not on heat, but he's horny. He's basically just... my mum's trying to breed him with another dog, right?
He's basically a lad.
Yeah, he's just a player.
He's one of the boys.
He's one of the boys.
He's a fucking lad, yeah. He's a lad. He's a player.
Anyway, we got the dog. The dog came round that Truffle was going to have sex with, and this dog wouldn't do it. Truffle wouldn't have sex with the dog for like ages, and they were like, "Why are you not having sex with this dog?" So yeah. My mum, Truffle has like this little like sex rug thing that he humps like dogs hump.
Oh, I got one of them as well. Yeah.
So my mum,
a sex rug.
Sex rug. So my mum put it over the back of the other dog like a saddle. Anyway, Truffle then got so excited, he pissed twice, shat, threw up, and then started having sex.
Oh, God. I mean, we've all been there, haven't we? Let's be honest. We've all been there. You get overexcited, you piss twice, and then you throw up.
And you shat as well.
Oh, God. Did they have sex then in the
end?
Yeah,
they had sex after that.
That's good.
Oh. No, but actually had sex.
Yeah, they had sex. Everyone
watched. Breed it.
Yeah, to breed it, not just for fun.
I think
what kind of dog is it?
It's like a little, like a terrier type dog.
It's a geezer. It's an East End geezer. I think that dog breeding is the weirdest thing.
Why?
Like our family got a... I mean, you were sort of involved in this, Jamie. Our family got a dog back in the first lockdown. I remember talking to you about it.
Mm-hmm. You were the one who persuaded me to get the other dog.
So we were going to get this dog, and we kept asking people where we should get the dog from, and people kept saying... The only thing people would say is, make sure you go to a reputable breeder. Mm-hmm. That's what they just kept saying, a reputable dog breeder. Mm-hmm. So we went to visit a couple of people, and I just sort of started thinking, there's nothing reputable about dog breed. I mean, who in their right mind decides to become a dog breeder? Who goes, I'm going to set up a dog fucking compound in my garden, and I'm going to put all these fences up... And I'm going to force dogs to have sex with each other. I mean, there is nothing reputable about that. I just find it such an odd... They come and they let you into the house in a sort of three-piece suit covered in dog sperm.
It's so true. When we went to see the dog that my mum has, same thing, we went to this dog breeder, get a reptile
breeder.
Get a dog breeder that's good. We went to this house.
I think you bought a lizard. You went to a reptile breeder.
A reptile dog.
And we went in there, and it's a cross between a cavalier and a poodle. So the mum was the cavalier, the dad was the poodle, honestly. And you're quite, you know, they're interesting, like, houses that you go to. Anyway, the mother was quite big. This sort of
interesting houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Council houses, yeah. 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 They're interesting houses. It's a big block, but they only seem to live on one floor of it. It's very weird, but it looks like a massive house, but they only live in a tiny part of it.
That's not what I'm saying. Anyway, it was an odd looking house. That was it. Yeah. We went into the house and we got shown to the mother, who was this big, and I said, "Can we see the dad?" And the dad was called Hendrix. And honestly, they went, and then suddenly there was basically like booming coming down the stairs. And this boss poodle walked into the room. He was a dad called Hendrix. And it was honestly like a pharaoh had arrived. They all bowed to Hendrix.
Yeah, we had exactly the same thing. Yeah. We went to this place where there was about 14 female dogs and one male.
Yes.
And all the female dogs were in cages. And he was walking around free. Yeah. He literally, like, I don't feel comfortable here.
It's like they've been trafficked.
They're all like sex slaves. They're all in cages. And he's just walking around with his knob out.
Stud.
Come back to the knobs.
Oh, can we also, we still haven't mentioned what happened on our night out when we had some margaritas.
Tell the story.
Yeah, so Tom and I went on a night out together. Had some margaritas. And we had Pete Strauss, who's producer of the podcast. We went out to get some drinks. Anyway, he was sitting down having some drinks outside, and suddenly he looked round. He went, "Where's my backpack?" His backpack had been stolen from the...
Someone nicked his rucksack.
And the best thing...
What was in there?
Quite a lot of stuff. A laptop.
Everything. Anyway, he was like, oh my God, I think I must have left at the other place. So ran off. Yeah. As he ran off, Tom went to me, turned to me, went, he definitely had it on his back. And then he said that. And then he said, the problem in these situations is that I always sound sarcastic when I say, oh, that's such bad news.
I'm not very good in those situations.
It's true. When he came
the
back.
The other thing is that, like, for Pete, I mean, it's quite bad that to have your bag stolen with your laptop in, your wallet, your house keys. But there's only so much anger you can show when you're with people in a social.
Yeah, exactly.
In a social, even though you're probably inside like fucking furious. You can't really get that angry.
Also when
you're gonna, oh yeah, it's gone. So
it's my laptop, yes. My passport in it. Yeah, yeah.
Also, when he did come back, Tom had started to be, we knew it had gone. Because also we then looked at the Instagram stories and saw it on his back.
Yeah.
Anyway, he came back and he went, yeah, it's definitely gone. And Tom went, ah, bad luck.
I don't know what to say. I do have one of those voices where like I can't really sound genuinely sympathetic about anything. I just have a really sarcastic voice. Oh, it's a problem.
Oh God, it's just too funny. Hey, listen guys, also I've got to let you all into a little secret that I can't do the second part of this podcast because I have to go back and dance.
What?
Yeah, sorry buddy. Gotta go and dance.
You gotta go back and dance.
Yeah,
I'm doing the samba this week for Strictly Come Dancing, and I gotta go back and keep on rehearsing because we haven't quite. The samba is about a bounce in your knees, but I don't know where that bounce is. I don't know what's going on. So I have to go
you
back.
You got some work. Well, you got some work to
find
the
bounce.
I gotta go back and do it. Tom, did you vote for me on the weekend?
I didn't vote, but I watched.
Sent it by mail.
your family would have voted for me. Your family would have voted for me.
My family, I think, did vote for you, yeah.
Yes, I knew they would. I knew they would.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was great. You dressed as a pharaoh.
I wasn't dressed as a pharaoh.
It was good, that
I was
hair.
Dressed as Hercules, not a pharaoh.
Well, that's what I mean. Pharaoh, Hercules.
It's totally... No, and pharaoh is Egyptian. Hercules is a Greek god. It's totally different to that.
Okay, well, you were covered in gold paint.
Yeah, I was covered in tan because I live with the gods.
It was great. It was really good. So, I really liked it.
Yeah, well, thanks, buddy.
Is it really? I really watched that show, and I can't imagine anything more terrifying than doing that.
Mate, it's the most terrifying thing I've ever done. It is. Because also,
really,
it's the most terrifying thing I've ever done. Yeah. In terms
just
of
that, is there a moment? I don't want to scare you because I know you've got to do it again. But is there a moment where you're stood waiting to dance and the lights are all off and you're in darkness and you must think in a second the lights are going to come on and I've got to dance on live television? Yes. And if it goes wrong, it'll be a moment that's played for the rest of my career.
Yeah. Do you think that? Yeah,
he will now.
Because I want you to think that. I want you to think that.
I just want you to be aware of that.
Yeah. When you start the dance, just before you start the dance, you think, oh my God, do you put your right foot forward, left or left foot? You can't remember what you're doing. Everything goes out the window. And also, Tom, you've seen me do stand-up comedy before with you. See how nervous I am backstage, let alone for a dancing competition. It is.
No, I know. It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
You've actually been trained to dance, right?
Yeah, but doing the stand-up comedy for that was pretty terrifying, but it's not.
No,
as...
I know. We had to, I mean, this is on a much smaller scale, but... On the tour that I did with Jack Whitehall that I think you came to watch, I opened for him, and then at the end of the show I had to go on stage again with him and do a dance that he wanted all of us to do this dance together at the end.
Yeah,
and I found that so much more terrifying than the stand-up.
Yes.
You know, really? I'm happy to go and do 20 minutes of stand-up to, like, the O2, but at the end, when I had to do, like, a 30-second dance routine...
Because it's very... The thing is, with dancing, if you don't give it your all, you look shit. You have to really put everything into it. You need 100% commitment, otherwise you look awkward.
But also, yeah, you have to remember with the dancing is that every single step means something. So if you miss one of those steps, you're totally out of time. So,
is it like a muscle memory kind of thing?
Yeah, that it becomes just, muscle
you just,
memory.
You kind of just... You so so that's about the thing,
like,
just...
with... Because once I came downstairs and Zoe asked me to do this. She's like, "Oh, can you just do this dance with me?" And I was like, "Yeah, all right." And I wasn't really putting my all into it, but it was like a TikTok thing. And then she put this TikTok video, and I just looked so awkward
because
I wasn't like really taking it that seriously. And it just made me realize, God, if you're gonna dance, you should just go for it. Otherwise, you're gonna look like a fucking
idiot,
like
you
awkward
have to,
politician.
Yeah, that's you it, you have it? To go for it. But also, every single step means like. But like you said, it becomes muscle memory. But also, because you know the thing, so you know, okay, I've got to do a Voltaire here. I've got to do like a lock, or so you know the names of it.
What?
Yeah, it's called a lock. Don't worry
a
about
lock.
It. That's in a cha-cha.
A Voltaire.
And a Voltaire, that's in the samba. So you've got to know these things in your head. So you go, okay, this is coming up. So it's so much to
blowing
process.
Us, impressing us with a lingo.
Have you noticed since you've been on it, Jamie, that when you... I mean, you might not get much time to do this, but like when you walk around the streets, do people stop you and ask you loads of questions about Strictly?
No, but people do. Like, obviously, I think a lot of people watch it, so I think people notice you a lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah, and especially after the Hercules one, because it was, you know, one of it, like a big sort of dance.
Are there many people in the audience?
No, there's no one in the audience. But that's even scarier. If there were people in the audience...
Yeah, that's worse.
It's worse.
Yeah, that's true, because you could play off the crowd.
Yeah, you can do things like that. So
you almost feel like... It's probably bad, because you feel like you're just doing it in an empty room, but you then knowing actually there's like millions of people.
Because you're
watching.
Just looking.
I don't know how much you can play off the crowd. It's not like if you fall over, you can do some crowd work. You go, where you from? Where you from? Where you from?
but also,
sorry, can we get a mic to the lady in the front row?
But also, when you look down the camera, all you're thinking is, "Holy shit! 10 million people are watching this right now."
Mate,
that's what you're thinking.
Mate,
it's horrible.
Honestly, so
wait,
terrifying.
How many people?
10 million, 11 million at the moment, peaking or something like that. It's crazy. It's a lot of people watching.
It's amazing, mate. Yeah. Well done.
That is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. But boys, listen. So yeah, so make sure you vote for me this weekend. It's December. But I also have to, unfortunately, leave you guys there and let you go into part two solo without me.
It's all right.
Okay. You can samba off into the distance.
Hey, but hey, Tom, can I just say, love you, buddy.
Love you. I feel very much part of the Private Parts family.
You definitely are 100%. Hey,
sort
and
of like the aborted third son.
Hey, Tom, I love you. Francis, you know I love you. Boys, listen, have fun in part two, and I'll see you on the dance floor.
See you on the
Bye,
flip
mate.
Side.
See you, everyone, next week.
Break a leg. Don't get floppy foot.
Oh. Okay, thanks, Francis.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.